It ain't gonna be sunshine and roses. It's gonna be blood, guts, and gunfire. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fleeting Thoughts Podcast. I am Joe, and in this episode, I am going to be reading the synopsis and prologue of Hell Came With Her, a new novel by Channing Cornwall. Make sure to go to channingcornwall.com to check out his work, and I hope you enjoy. After her family is butchered and she is left for dead in a shallow grave, Sadie Warner has a vendetta to settle. With the help of a retired bounty hunter, Cullen Travers, she will set out on a path of violent reckoning across the dense forests and mountains of Oregon and Washington to hunt down the outlaws who call themselves the Faceless Ghosts, a bloody revenge tale as timeless as the Old West itself. Prologue. There was a haze of smoke in the sky as he rode along the trail to his plantation. He kicked his horse's sides and forced on at a furious pace as his home came closer and closer into view. The fields were ablaze, creating a blanket of hell that smothered everything he'd built. He didn't care about the fields or the house, only about her. Where was she? As he forced the horse into the heat of the burning fields, he could feel his eyes burn. The smoke blurred his vision, choked his breath, ached in his chest. He used the collar of his gray coat to cover part of his face. Once they broke through the blaze, he pulled the horse to a stop before his burning home. He flung himself from the horse and stormed up the steps of his veranda. Bursting through his front door, his heart sank. He collapsed to his knees. It was so hard to breathe. She was there, her savaged body wrapped in tattered clothing. Scrawled along the wall behind her were three words: Southern General's Whore, written in her wet blood, trailing down the timber wall. He crawled to her on his hands and knees, weeping because he knew, even before he touched her pale skin, that they'd killed her. They'd already surrendered, but the bastard had killed her anyway. They'd promised amnesty so long as they laid down their firearms. The house groaned around him as the fire consumed more and more. He took her in his arms, her stiff body staining his gray coat in blood. He carried her through the collapsing front door, the same threshold he'd carried her through 40-some years before when they'd wed. Stumbling down the steps, he collapsed into the grass in front of his house. He held her tightly and screamed and wept until he felt certain he was going to vomit. They'd taken everything from him. He'd done everything they asked, and they still took everything. He buried his face in her lacerated chest and rocked back and forth. The house groaned again like a dying beast behind him. He stood slowly, still cradling his wife. He turned back to the house and started back up the steps. It was going to be okay. He was going to go home just like he'd planned. He was going back to his wife. However, as he climbed the steps, a shadow fell upon him. It whispered to him softly. He turned to face the shadow and saw her standing there. She was unscathed, unsullied, beautiful, just as she'd been the day that he'd left to defend his home from the Union. Margaret? He muttered. She drifted toward him, floating above the ground, an ethereal form. There was an inferno all around her, but she paid it no mind. She was whispering something, her mouth was moving, but he couldn't quite hear the words. My darling, what have they done to you? His whole body trembled, his arms ached from holding her corpse. She was haunting him. He should have been there for her. I'm so sorry. What can I do? She ascended the steps and hovered before him, an angel in the fire. There was no malice in her face, no pain. She looked upon him as she had for years and smiled. Kill them all, she whispered. You can get Hell Came With Her by Channing Cornwall and more by Channing Cornwall at channingcornwall.com/buy.